Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Keelan Patterson. Wait. Slow down.
That's okay. We have some already early miscommunication on how who's gonna intro the show. So I'm gonna go ahead and let Kaylin intro the show and we'll go from there.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks, Des.
All right.
As you turn, my co-host. Desiree. Oh my goodness. You gotta love live shows. And this is Kaylin Patterson, also live. Not a zombie. Not part of the zombie apocalypse. But this program is sponsored by P4P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. Did you get that? If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation, solid to stand on, and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk more, since we already started talking, and I'll hand it back to Dad.
Well, thank you, Kaylin, and welcome everyone to our Tuesday show. You know, like you said, this is live, and we generally try to have a game plan as to who's going to play what role. But tonight we didn't discuss who was handling the opening. So, but we're here all together, all the same, and we've got a great show for you tonight. We've got a lot of great. A lot of great athletes and future athletes that are going to be on the phone with us. So if you guys recall, Kaylin and I hosted Vicky McCann with DFAC back in mid-January, and she joined us all the way from Scotland for our first international show, and it was absolutely fabulous. And... okay, and were you going to add?
Oh, yes. I was going to say that was our first international call, and it went surprisingly well. But she also brought up a lot of points that you're bringing out right now. And it's just something that I know JB, who is our founder of P4P, along with Chad and Joe, and they were talking about something along those lines. So it was good to hear that from her. And plus, you know, knowing that John and Richard and I had been talking along those same lines. So, you know, it's got to be something relevant. It's got to be something that's necessary to have that, and I'll let you go from there.
Yeah, and so the thing that Kaylin is referring to that Vicky brought up, one of the many things that she brought up was that in her neck of the world, they have a regular workshop that she and local DFAT pros put on for the area youth to promote bodybuilding and being a natural athlete. And during that show, she also issued a challenge for other bodybuilding competitors and pros to go out in their communities and do the same. And lo and behold, in the Illinois area, you have Kaylin, you have Rich Feliciano, and you have John Parrish, all three amazing natural bodybuilding competitors, and they took it upon themselves to go out and start hosting a seminar and or group, a mentoring group targeting youth in their area, promoting the sport and being natural athletes. And with that, Kaylin, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you guys got started, your first event, and, you know, just some of the things that go from there. But in doing so, we've also got Rich and John on the line, and we should probably get them introduced as well.
Okay, I'd love it. I was really enthused about natural bodybuilding. Everybody that knows my backstory knows that, you know, as long as I thought that there was only enhanced arenas for competing, I wanted nothing to do with it. So when I found out about natural bodybuilding, I was really elated to find out, you know, this is actually happening. And it was real, not, you know, this fake existence that everyone was thinking, but actual, you know, natural competitors. And not just natural competitors, but natural lifetime people that were just living life and just happened to be in the bodybuilding community. These are people that have just taken upon themselves, you know, to live a life that's very genuine and very original. And, you know, natural physiques are unique by nature. And just to see all the different kinds of natural physiques that they could step on stage was really amazing. But there were two people that, you know, we just kept bumping into each other at every show, and it just, you know, the support between us just kept growing and growing, and the conversations grew and grew. And finally, you know, we started hanging out. And, you know, it's a blessing because you realize you're not crazy. The rest of your family might think you're nuts, but you find out there is some sanity in this world, and health and fitness is not a rogue op. It almost seems like it's almost like you're the rebel amongst people that are just happy to be sedentary and not do the things that, you know, promote good health, which is something that's failing in this nation, not as a whole, but on the rise, I would say. And so we were talking and realizing, you know, Rich and I and John and I were talking, and we realized, you know, maybe there was things we could do to help improve, you know, to do that outreach. Since we were already doing outreach as individuals, why not get together and actually grow and help do the outreach even better? You know, because usually when you get up on an individual platform, it's just you as the unique individual. But when they see a group of people, they realize, hey, maybe I can join in on that too. So I'll hand it over to Rich, and Rich can introduce himself, and we'll pass it to John after that.
My name's Rich Feliciano. I'm currently 3 years into this natural bodybuilding. After having 13-year layoff, like Kaylin said, it's a lifestyle that continues with you even after you have a layoff and then come back. It's one of those things that keeps you grounded, what I like to say, and pure when you follow the natural rather than synthetic way. I've always believed in, you know, hard work, and to go on stage and know that all those weeks leading up to that final prep time or that final show that you had busted your butt and did the best you could and you showcased yourself in a natural and pure form is no bigger high than you can imagine. And it keeps you, as you say, the sport, a lot of things have a shelf life. And if you go the other route where you're synthetically enhancing yourself just to get those gains because you want to be big, you want to be the baddest, well, your lifespan in this sport is going to be cut short. Myself, Kaylin, and John, we're in our upper 40s and 50s, and we're still kicking butt in a sport that we don't seem like we have an end yet to. And that's one of those things we like to reach out to the younger people, knowing that even at our age and what we do, it's possible to achieve a physique that is of quality and will last the test of time.
Very well said. Very well said. John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is John Parrish, a.k.a. Jax, for those who play Mortal Kombat. I've been bodybuilding for a very long time. I took about 17 years off from 94 until just recently in 2013, so that's almost 20 years.
Wow.
I didn't do anything. So, and as Rich was saying, and Kaylin, you know, yeah, we are you know, they're in their upper 40s. I'm actually 50. And thanks for blowing it, guys.
No problem, man. But, you know, you're still a tough act to follow.
That's right.
It's like a fine wine, John. It's like a fine wine, just better with age. That's it.
Yeah, and as Richard Newman was saying, natural bodybuilding is actually the only alternative that I sought after. I've competed a long time. I've competed in the NPC. I've qualified nationally 3 years in a row in the 90s. But, you know, I knew in order to go to that next step, you would have to go synthetic. And that just wasn't an option for me. Guys are dying, you know. And then if you know the science behind it, it's just not worth it. You know, I prefer to be natural, be able to be functional, and have a long life, and you know, you can look good at any age. Age is nothing but a number, and mm-hmm. I believe I proved that, especially last year. You know, but being around the natural community in bodybuilding is so different than being around the NPC. I mean, we're more like family. We're in a lot of camaraderie. We can all talk to each other, go out to dinner. And if you ever been to an NPC show and you go backstage, I mean, everybody is in a corner to themselves. No one wants to talk to you. You know, it's who's the biggest and who's taking what juice and what stack. And, you know, that's just not a lifestyle that you want to, you know, pass on to the next generation. The next generation looks at that and say, well, the only way I can look like that is to do that. And we are giving you an alternative. Even at our ages, you know, we walk in the gym, people think we're like 30, 32 years old. And then when they mm-hmm. find out that we're in the upper 40s and 50s, and they're like, wow. I said, oh, yeah, you can look like this. It just takes hard work. It is a lifestyle. This is not a fad. This is not something that we're just, you know, you get up there, I'm gonna get ready for the summer. You do it all of the time. And when you compete yeah. and when we compete against each other, we have fun. You know, there's no animosity. Amen. If I lose to Rich, if I lose to Kalen or anyone else, I mean, I just lost. I mean, you know, I go back to the drawing board and come back bigger and better next time or sharper. Or whatever I have to do, you know, and exactly. then we just have fun at it. You know, this, you know, we didn't get in here to make $1 million and, you know, and be plastered all on TV, even though that would be nice. But that is not the ultimate goal. The goal is to stay healthy, compete, because by nature, that's what we are. We're competitors. Most humans are competitors. So it depends on how you want to do it. Do you want to go man against man or man against drugs and man? So it's up to you, and we're just trying to put it out there, especially for the youth, that, you know, you don't have to go that way, you know, and it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be an arduous task. It's not supposed to be a job. You know, you're supposed to enjoy it. So when you have kids and grandkids, you won't be the guy in the wheelchair that they have to push around for entertainment. You know, you will
right.
be the one out there on the trail.
Right.
Yeah. I got 4 grandkids. I told them, I said, oh, Pop-Pop ain't going to be the one y'all rolling around in the wheelchair to see who can do Willie. Okay,
nice.
That ain't happening.
Nice.
You know, when they come to my house, they're going to be like, oh, no, we got to go. We're going to be outside. I said, that's right. We're going to be on the beach. We're going to be running. We're going to do something. You know,
exactly.
But yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So we wanted to spread the word to everybody, you know, out there listening, that you don't have to do drugs to do anything. Okay, you take your body, what God gave you, and you do the best you can with what you got, and be happy and have fun.
I mean, and that really is the crux of it all. And, you know, in thinking about it, so we're talking about mentoring natural athletes as a whole, and that could be any age, but also, you know, particularly focusing in on the youth. And I know that there are several federations out there that offer opportunities for the youth and for team competitors, but this is still virtually an untapped market. Why do you think that is, and how important is it for mentoring programs like yours to, I guess, develop a pipeline for the sport for the future?
I'll go with that first. I think the biggest thing is bro science butchered a lot of common sense, and there's a lot of ignorance that's in bodybuilding that shouldn't have been, and it was because of basically people piggybacking some stupid idea and then running with it, and somebody damaging their metabolism, but it actually worked for them. You know, all right, they stepped on stage looking phenomenal, but their metabolism's wrecked for the next 2 years. So you have somebody at that show, and this person's from Kansas, and then, you know, the person that's watching is living in Illinois. Well, they say, well, this person did that, and I talked to them, and this is what they did, so that's got to work for me too. And it hurts. John and Rich and I have all talked about this, and anybody that's passionate about health and fitness,
is passionate about others' health and fitness as well. It's not just a secular thing where you say, my, me, and I. This is something that because you love it, you know, you have a love for it, and it just, it grows, and you can't keep stuff like that in. And when you're seeing people take the wrong road, it hurts because you know there's a better way and a more healthy way and a life-sustaining way. So we actually started talking about, you know, doing the outreach because we wanted to break up some of the ignorance that had been taught to us or tried or attempted to be taught to us, and we knew there was just something really, really wrong with it. But, you know, some people don't question where all three of us were questioning, like, something's not right. There's something wrong with what's being told because it's not matching up with the science that I know. You know, it's so messed up. Well, not now. I mean, now we're getting some great nutritionists. We're getting some great coaches. We're getting some great trainers. But they have the science to back them. They're not going off of bro science. If there's something, I don't use the word hate much, but if there's something I do hate, it's bro science, because I can't explain or just give you the whole dynamic of how many people's lives, metabolisms, families have been ruined because of poor health, poor nutrition, and poor diet, where they were actually getting ready to look healthy. Think about that. And, you know, that's got to be the biggest mind screw job that I've ever heard. I'll pass it over to Rich, and then he can pass it to John, and he can answer that too.
Yeah. I think, as Caitlin said, a lot of it has to do with educating the young, and I think their mind conception now with social media and things, everything is accessed so fast and so quickly that they don't want to wait for the results. They want it now. They don't want to work for it. And anything that is a shortcut to point B is not going to be something that's going to last and bind you and define you as a person. It's a shortcut. It's a cheating way of doing something. So what we'd like to do is re-educate that younger generation, because it seems like it's kind of ingrained to them that, well, because it's here, the results are instamatic, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to work, you know, my butt off to get to point B. I want it now because this guy looks like this now. Well, you know what? This guy looks this way because he took the steps to look that way and put in the hard work. If you're not ready to do the hard work, then don't complain about the result, the end result, and don't try to take the shortcut, because some things just may not be for you. And you have to dig deep inside yourself and see what kind of individual you really are. And that's what we're trying to tell people, that a lot of people have an inner drive. And you don't know what that inner drive is until you 100% rely on yourself and your integrity to put you to that pinnacle or that line. All of us train intensely. And just when you think you've reached that plateau in your training, there's something that drives you to go beyond that. So we haven't yet, as natural bodybuilders, haven't reached that finish line where there's a wall yet. Because we keep digging deep inside, we find more about ourselves every time we prep for a show, or every time we go in the gym, and you know, you don't want to do that one or two last reps, and you find something deep inside that defines you and says, you know, I'm not going to quit, I'm going to do that. And that's what we want to tell people in the young crowd, mm-hmm. that hard work, there is a payoff, and at the end, you're going to be more satisfied with the result than you would if you were to take the shortcut. And I'd like to pass that on to John if you've got something to add to that.
Well, that's a hard act to follow. Well, guys. But, yeah, just to add on to what Kaylin and Richard are saying, you know, I'm in IT, and I have the privy of observing a lot of things and watching patterns. And beside the bro science, you know, and the social media, when you have the people who are taking the synthetics and everything, they're out there all the time in the magazines. And
yeah.
that's what it sells,
yeah.
because it's about the money. And that's what they see. The kids really don't understand I mean, even though they're taking steroids, they do work hard. It's still hard work. However, the drawbacks, you know, to get to that level, it's like being an NBA player. How many guys who play basketball are actually going to the NBA? It's the same thing when you take those steroids. How many of those guys, if you ever been to the national show, it's about 100, 200 guys on the stage. What separates you? That you all on juice. But when you're natural and you put in the hard work, you know where you stand. And as Rich says, you as natural bodybuilders, we never hit 100% of our potential. But we will die trying. Because we don't know what the limit is. We have no idea what the limit is. Just like you said, you go in the gym, you're like, you know, I did 110s last time on the dumbbell press. You know, I don't really feel like doing that today. And next thing you know, you're doing 120s, 130s, just to see if you can do it. Then when you do it, then the next time you go and you say, oh, I've done that, I got to do something better. You know, I got to get better form. When we compete on stage, oh, you look at the pictures from last year or from the last show. You say, oh, man, my abs were like this. Next time I'm going to get them like this, and I'm going to do this. You know, there's no drugs to help you do that. We're doing it natural all through diet, our own body chemistry, the, you know, God's given, you know, earth, everything that's here, nothing man-made. And when you step on that stage and you get a, I mean, just to step on the stage with natural bodybuilders is a blessing in and of itself. And it takes a lot of guts to do it. And then if you do play to win, just the satisfaction alone is enough. You can walk away satisfied and say, yes, I did my best. May not have won, but I did my best. I'm going to come back next year and do it again and be better. Because Rich and Kaylin said, it is an inner drive, something that, you know, when you're on synthetics, you will go above, you know, what you think is an inner drive, but it's not an inner drive. It's just the chemicals altering your mind state. Okay, the true, as we say, the true beast is the way you are in the wild. No drugs.
All right.
Just you and I. That's it.
Right.
Did someone just growl in the background?
That was me.
That's what I heard.
So what we want to do is, you know, it is a lot of uneducating the youth and say, no, but we need more natural bodybuilders to step up and stand out. And we need other companies behind us who, you know, not pharmaceutical, but vitamin companies, supplement companies, to push the natural initiative. You know,
yes,
by posting more natural bodybuilders, physique natural people. Then that, you know, once we establish that and we get into the schools and we say, hey, no, you don't need to do this. You know, train them right, show them the right biomechanics. Have them understand kinesiology, how the muscles perform, how they move, what the systems actually do. It's amazing, even though we have all this information on internet and everything, how ignorant people still are to just basic science of how the body works.
Yes.
You know, but we want to educate and, you know, and show them, like, look, I tell people, I said, I see guys, young guys talking to them tonight. They hurt their back, you know, 20 years old. I'm like, how did you do that? And they tell me, I said, oh, yeah. And they said, yeah, you know, we were just doing it wrong. I said, yeah, you have to listen. Study it. Don't just go in there and start slinging weight. I said, I didn't get to 50 years old injury-free by being an idiot. Okay?
Amen.
There's a reason why. I use common sense, and I listen to people. I did my own research, too. You know, if you look at somebody on the stage and you know it just doesn't look, oh, my God, look at him. He's so huge. Well, do you know if he's that big, something ain't right. You know,
that's right.
When I tell young guys, I said, if somebody's walking around and they on Facebook and they say, I'm about to eat 8,000 calories today, you would have to really think about it. Have you seen 8,000 calories worth of food? That is a lot of food.
What
is
burning
that much food? I said, natural bodybuilding. I said, yeah, we should be eating, you know, when we're really, really training, somewhere around 4,000, 5,000 calories. But we still don't get to that.
No.
And that's eating six times a day. So when somebody told me they eat 8,000 calories, 10,000, I said, yeah, well, what you on?
Right.
You know, but that is it in a nutshell. We just want to educate. We got to reverse the science. You know, this bro science thing, we got to tell the people, look, there is always an alternative, you know. And people got to stop being so sensitive and PC about it and just tell it just the way it is. I call it the Trumpism. Say it the way it is.
There you go.
You know, if I see somebody and somebody says, do you think they're on steroids? I said, I know they're on steroids. I can tell.
Yeah.
You know, if they're natural, I tell you that you're natural. You know, when you ask somebody, hey, I'm about to do this show. Why don't you jump in the show with me, you in the gym? And when they start backing up off of it, now I'm going to do the NPC show. Why don't you do the natural show? Oh, no. I said, oh, then you know they can't pass that drug test.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's always the sticking
point. Hand it back over to you guys.
So you guys just had your first, I'll call it a workshop, so I'm not quite sure what exactly you're pushing it as, but I'll call it a workshop. You just had it. I want to say 3 or 4 weeks ago. It hasn't been all that long. How well was it received? And what were some of the, you know, I guess, common questions or maybe some of the craziest questions you got from the, you know, the youth or the younger athletes that were there that took part in it?
Oh, okay, I'll start it off again. the thing that really kind of made me take a couple of steps back was actually coming up with the idea and, you know, throwing it over to Five Star and letting Brendan, you know, think about it and see what was going to happen. And then the questions that basically came from it was, first it was a statement. I didn't think you guys were natural. And I was thinking, well, heck, if you think that we're not natural, my goodness, you know, it's got to be a lot of misinformation out there. And that's where we, I don't know if you remember, Des, when I started saying that we're not normal, but we are very natural. And I think that's the thing that people get confused is that, you know, if you do a normal life, you're going to look normal. If you do normal things, you're going to be normal. But if you work hard at what you do, you reach potential. And if you read potential, you're going to find success sooner or later. And that's the thing that John is touching upon right now, is that you have to educate them that they can be better. Because it's a very negative dogma that's running around social media right now. And it's very down. It's very depressing. And there's some things that are being shared that really shouldn't be shared at all in any kind of community format or forum. But if that's what you're reading, thinking, and doing, then sooner or later that's going to be what you believe. So to see someone like Rich walk in there and do the workout he was doing, you know, the people are looking and they're trying to figure out, okay, why doesn't he have a bigger gym bag to hold his steroids? And as long as I've known Rich, that's funny to me. But to the person that's uneducated or ignorant of what's going on, he does look like a massive individual because he is. But it's not on a on an enhanced realm or arena. He's done years and years of muscle maturity and hard work. Same thing with John. So when John came around the corner, it was really mind-blowing because, okay, not only is this guy the size, but, you know, he's been in this arena for a long time. How can he still look like that? Because, you know, they were used to seeing guys that were geared to the gills for maybe a five-year duration, and then their body started breaking down, and then they basically had to give it up and leave the gym or, you know, the other way, the other alternative, and I don't think anybody wants to deal with that. But it's really something where basically we were ready to speak about natural bodybuilding, and we had to start at the very basics. And you know, as much as we try to prepare for the questions, it's kind of hard to do because you have to backtrack on everything you had planned, because we live this life. So it's, you know, the things that are everyday to us are so unnatural. And I mean, I use that word very, with pun intended. It's very unnatural to hear a natural lifestyle, which is crazy in itself. And I'll pass that over to Rich.
Yeah, just elaborating on what he said about the unnatural part of what we do is because what we are doing is exaggerating our physical makeup through diet and exercise, not a synthetic. So when you're doing something strictly on just your physical and genetic makeup and spending that time 24/7, 365, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed, makes this, just this act alone, unnatural. It's a lot of work, like Kaylin and John had elaborated. It's never easy. There's times where I'm sure Kaylin and John will elaborate also, there's days, we get up and, you just don't feel like it, but something inside you says, don't quit, don't give up. You're better than that. And that's what gets you back into the game again. I mean, there's times your workout, halfway through a workout, you'll be going gangbusters, and then the back half of the workout, something in your mind kind of wanders, and the back half of your workout isn't as good, and you're trying to figure out, well, what did I do wrong versus the first half of my workout? And
right.
You try to regroup and make and finish strong every time that you're doing that. You're always prepping your meals on time. You're always making sure that you're fueling your body. You're getting proper rest. You're paying attention when your body aches or when there's a pain somewhere. You're paying attention. You're more in tune when you're a natural athlete. You're more in tune with your mind and your body and your muscles than
oh,
if you were to go the other route. It seems you're more focused because you're paying attention to every last detail of your body when you're making a movement or doing a movement in the exercise, or when you're eating, you're paying attention to what you're ingesting and how you're preparing it, because a natural athlete can only burn so much versus an unnatural athlete. So we have to be very conscious on our diet. Not to say that the other way isn't, but a natural athlete, when you're natural, you can only process so much food, so much protein, so many calories at one given time.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's effective enough for you to build muscle and even exercise. You can only go so heavy. It's not about how, we're not power lifters, we're bodybuilders. So we're concentrating on the movements. Every time you do an exercise, you want to contract. You want to make sure you're doing full range of motion. You're not swinging, you're not jerking, you're not, hey, look at me, I can do 3,000 pounds. You know what? When you leave the gym, guess what? When you walk out the door, no one in the face of the planet cares you did 3,000 pounds. So you're just like everybody else once you leave that door. So, to kill yourself on something that, really isn't going to benefit you as a bodybuilder is kind of pointless. And that's part of the education we want to tell them. And it's not always about the strongest in the gym. It's not about, the biggest in the gym. It's always about the person with the most integrity, the most heart, the most focus, the direction in which they want to go, that people will migrate to. And that's what we're trying to tell people, that no matter what, there's always a positive thing. We're one, like John had said, we're one big happy family. I mean, where else in the natural body, in any other sport,
none.
We all in the backstage help each other get on stage. If John was short on, some protein real quick, or he needed a carbohydrate and I had some for me, I would hand it to him and say, here you go, because we want to compete against each other at our best. You never want to compete against someone that just came in and they forgot something. That, we all forget something. That's a memory lapse. That's what happens. You're in a rush. But we want to tell them that this community, the natural community, is a big family, and we help each other. We drive each other. I mean, even on social media between Kaylin, myself, and John, and other people that we know, we post pictures, and those pictures that we post of each other help us drive each other to be better for the shows. Sometimes that's fuel for us to go, hey, look what John, oh, yeah, I got to step my game up. He's looking pretty good. And we like that. That's how we feel ourselves sometimes when you have those down times where you just don't feel like getting to the gym and you see it, like, well, hey, man, I got to step it up today. You know, it's, you know, it's one of those things. And that's what we're trying to tell people. It's a community. It's a family. And it's a wonderful lifestyle. Like, pass that on to John if he's got enough to say to that.
Well,
John,
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
We're going to let you go next time, John.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all don't leave much for me, huh? I tell people, you know, I've been doing this, especially to the young guys. I said, my weight belt's older than you are. And I said, lifting weight is not, you know, like Rich said, I don't care how much you lift. You know, young guys are still fixated on how much you bench. And that question, to this day, still amazes me. I said, I have no idea. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. I said, I don't know. I said, because I don't bench. It's very rare. I said, I do dumbbell presses, but I'm not a bencher. I said, but I look good. Okay. My joints are still intact. And I said, I am a bodybuilder. I am not a power lifter. I, you know, my whole thing, you know, in my mind is to go above and beyond. And when I do that, and people try to say, oh, you can't do that, I say, you want to bet? I say, you have to, one, want to do it. And then by me sharing, by Rich sharing, by Kalen and Chris Wells and Chris Salgado, then when they see us, I say, oh, yeah, we post the pictures when we were fat. And then we show them after. So don't tell me you can't do it. Don't give me an excuse. And Rich and Kalen will definitely tell you, I am the last person that you want to give an excuse to. Because I'm on Facebook at ODark30, and I be putting videos up and saying, hey, get up. It's time to move. What are you waiting on? So is some snow outside. And what does that mean? So the desire has to be there. And what we are trying to do is show people that you have the desire. Okay? But we can only inspire you so much. But when we do inspire you, it's going to be in a natural light. That, yes, anybody can do it if they so want to and put forth the effort. You know, all of the stuff that I share out there is science. I tell people that up front. I said, I'm not giving you bro science. I'm not giving you what I do. I said, I'm a competitor. I'm in a whole different level. I compete in two different sports constantly all year round. I said, so the dynamics of what I eat, how I train are going to be different than the average individual. However, the principles are still the same. You eat 90% clean, you get you some rest, and then you train and you work hard. Are there going to be days like Rich said? Oh, there are days that I got to get up. I got to drag my, oh, my God, and I get there and I'm like, okay, all right, I'm here. Then once I get going, I'm going. Sometimes I say, okay, I'm only going to do, you know, two sets of this, three sets of that. No good and well, that ain't going to do nothing. So I push myself. And by the time I'm halfway through, I'm like, oh, I can keep on going. And when people are in the gym and they're watching us, I say, you watch us, you follow. Because I have no idea how many people follow us. But people always tell them, oh, man, I saw your video. Oh, man, I saw you guys compete. You know, we're like, who are you? You know, but that's exactly the impact that we have. When you have that impact in that audience, and then I tell people, I said, I can't even afford to mess up. You know, I said, I'm Jax of Mortal Kombat. You know how many people I got around the world watching me? I said, I can't, we can't afford to do nothing. Okay, Rich can't do that. Oh, Rich can't get out there and all of a sudden be fat and funky. People are looking at you and say, what?
Although I do have that transformation picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go back to that, everybody's going to be saying, oh, man, that'll demotivate people. I mean, once you know that, then we just keep going, you know.
Yes.
But we always want it natural. We just want to educate people, share the knowledge is free. So I just share it. I find articles that I think are beneficial to everybody, I will cut them, paste them, reshare them, pin them on Pinterest, you know, take videos, proper form, proper biomechanics, explain why we're eating what we eat. Explain why we're lifting the way we lift. You know, if we're taking supplements, explains which ones we're taking and why and what's in them. Not just like, oh, we're taking this and it gets us big. No, it's not how it works. You know, so that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's kind of what, you know, what I envision us, you know, I mean, we do it every day. Whether it's on social media, whether it was at Five Star, because Five Star, you know, they did not think that we were, you know, natural. You know, I mean, I saw the looks from a lot of people. They're like, who are you guys? and we just banging out weights, circuit sets, drop sets, moving from time to time, take group shots of pictures, talk to a few of them, let them know that, oh, yeah, we're natural. You can do this. You know, you can compete. You can become a natural pro. You got to work for it. It ain't going to be given to you. You know,
right.
So that, you know, and I even told my daughter, she saw me win these swords, and she said, hey, I got to get me a sword. I said, well, you bought one in ASIN? She said, no, I want to win one. I said, then that's going to take work, because that's what it's all about. They're not going to give it to you. There's no magic bullet. There's no magic pill. I said,
and
you bust
exactly,
your butt.
And that's exactly what you guys have been doing, because I know and this is the next part of the show, which I'm excited that we're going to have going on. But Rich and John especially, I mean, you guys have not only been working in your everyday lives to help educate and motivate, and then with Kaylin and your mentoring group, but you guys are also doing this on your home front. And you both have daughters that are following in the footsteps, and they happen to be with us tonight. John, why don't you go ahead and introduce us to your daughter, and then Rich, we're going to have you introduce yours, and then we're going to talk to the girls about their whole experience with this mentoring and competing and just all the things that they have coming up in their future, which I know is some good stuff.
Okay, yeah, my daughter's name is Jade Parrish. 17 years old, last year of high school, already in college, taking courses. She's going to do her first contest at the INBA April the 16th in the bikini.
Right on.
Rich?
Oh, sorry. My daughter's name is Janice Feliciano. She's also 22 years old. She's also going to compete this year, May 28th, 21st, yeah, at the Chi-Town Showdown here in Bolingbrook. The beauty of, and I'm pretty sure John will elaborate also, is that we didn't force our daughters into this lifestyle just by watching us in the gym and seeing what we go through and the camaraderie that we have when they go to the shows, and the family feeling that they get from this sport, encourage them to try to take this step and be competitive with it this year. And I'm sure, you know, once you talk to them, they'll elaborate more on that.
So, Candace and Jade, we're so glad to have you on P4P Real Talk. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
Good, very good. So why don't you share with our listeners, like Rich just said, Candace, your dad, you know, he did not force you or coerce you to jump in the sport. And I'm interested to hear from both of you, you know, what exactly did get you excited or interested in competing in bodybuilding? Because it's not your traditional sport that the average young person thinks about. Candace, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
Hi, guys. This is Candace. Well,
hey,
like, I grew up watching my dad with this sport, you know, he like lived the lifestyle, and then once he finally got back and put himself through his 100-day transformation and like watching him like actually place his first show, it was so motivating because you can actually do it if you set a goal. And then throughout each show, meeting all of the wonderful family, I just, I wanted to do it. So this year I pushed for it. I talked to his prep coach, Leif Anderson. We set out a goal to have me as a figure competitor, and then with how things are going, I'll be starting my first year in bikini and just out to kill it this year.
All right, very good. Jade, how about you?
Hi, this is Jade, and I honestly couldn't say any plainer than this. Hello. I just want a sword. That's literally one of the only reasons that I'm competing is because of the sword.
Your answer is gold, Jade.
That is my goal. Every time my father can account for it, so many of my friends and my boyfriend can account for it, I ask them, I'm like, tell me what I'm competing for when it looks like I'm getting too exhausted or like I want to give up. Ask me, what are you competing for? And as loud as I can, I'll scream, for the sword. That's my battle cry, if you will.
Very good. Well, okay, so I hear that the sword is your focus, but beyond the sword, which I'm no doubt you're gonna earn, what has been rewarding? What else has been rewarding about taking on this sport?
Honestly, the whole thing of working out in the first place is just a great lifestyle to get into because it hurts extremely bad at first, especially if you aren't educated and don't quite know the proper forms, your own limitations, even though you can continue to push past them, and just the dedication. It's all intimidating at first. I'm aware of that. Seeing my father compete in his dieting and the way that he would lift, it was all intimidating to me. I honestly couldn't understand why he put himself through that for a long time, but then seeing the look of confidence and pride on his face on that stage just inspired me, and it made me understand more and more why he did the things that he did. In a sense, a good reason why I got into bodybuilding in the first place was because I want to be like my dad. I want to earn what he earned. I want to have that look of pride and show people that it's possible to attain your goals, even if they seem almost impossible at times.
Mm-hmm. Candace? Yeah. Anything you want to add?
Literally couldn't have said it better myself from Jade. This sport has just been, like, so rewarding so far. I mean, the hardest part was the first few weeks, getting into the diet, the routine, making sure you're eating on time, getting enough sleep, cutting out, like, going to the partying now that you turn 21 and, like, your friends all want to go out. But it's the part that, like, you know, you're doing this for a reason. There's a goal ahead and you want to obtain. And this is just, like, the small step in, like, the next few years for me, so I just can't wait to see where it goes.
And what do you guys tell your friends? I mean, again, this is not, you know, like, going to the football game or playing basketball or volleyball. This is something totally different, and it does require, I won't say, more dedication or discipline, because all top young athletes, they have that. But it does require, I think, a different focus, maybe, because you do have
a more
food
strict
element,
a
workout
more
element.
Disciplined, a more guided.
Yes. So what do you tell your friends? What do they think about it? Do they understand? Do they think it's crazy? Or, you know, because like you said, you know, they want you to go out and you're like, oh, I can't go out, guys. Or, you know, how are they taking this?
It's usually like a 50-50. Like, the friends that I have that are genuine know that I have, like, my mindset on something and are the first ones to be like, you know, we understand, we get it. And then you have the friends that are just down to do whatever because they don't understand, and that's been the hardest part. Because it's not like, I don't want to hang out, I don't want to do this, but, like, I'm doing this to better myself, and as friends, you should want that for me. It's funny because even when I do go out, the first kind of question is that they want to know how my dad trains, how my dad lives. So, I mean, I really don't have friends. My dad has friends. That's the sad truth.
Yeah, I want to come over and see me. Only because I'm her dad.
Literally, you'll run into people at bars. They're like, oh my god, I've seen your dad compete. What does he do? How much does he lift? What's his diet? And I'm like, why are you asking?
So I guess, and that's a whole other aspect I wouldn't have thought of, but there you have it. And so, Dave, you're a little closer to high school than what Candace is. I mean, is it pretty much the same experience for you and your friends? Are they pretty supportive or they don't quite get it?
I explain to my friends, first I'll tell them, oh, I'm bodybuilding. Then they'll kind of give me that look because what they mostly think about is the Miss Physique, Miss Fitness, where they're more bulked up and a lot more toned down than Miss Bikini is. And then I explain to them I'm going for Miss Bikini, which is a little bit more feminine but still toned down and you can still see the definition. And then I explain to them, and this normally just explains everything else to them because they know who I am. I always say I'm going for the sword. And then they'll just nod their heads, and then they'll say, just keep going. But for the most part, I can't quite turn down my friends for training because I don't really get very many opportunities to hang out with them, to be honest, because between school and work and training and the college class, I have very little downtime in the first place.
So there is still that challenge with the balance. So what would you guys say to encourage other young people to take a look at the sport of bodybuilding and to be natural athletes?
Go ahead.
Whoever wants to go first. Jade, you started. We'll start with you, and Candace, we'll catch up with you.
All right. Well, personally, I can't really say anything about encouraging anyone to go into bodybuilding in the first place because I understand that some people just have a natural aptitude for certain things and have a natural passion for it. Thankfully, I do have that aptitude and passion for it, so I will continue on with it as far as I can go. But for the people who are looking at bodybuilding, I do have to say it is very rewarding because it is a path that not a lot of people think about and a lot more people shy away from because of how intimidating it is and how competitive it is. But it's worth it at the end of it because even if you don't place the way you want to, there's something very satisfying about knowing that going completely natural, using just your own raw strength and your own determination without any use of drugs or anything like that, it's a lot better and it makes up for all the pain you've gone through in the past to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well said.
Yeah. The only thing I would have to add, other than what Jade said, is that this is a lifestyle. You can't cut corners. Like, it's something you really have to work hard for. There's things you have to sacrifice. There's, like, no way to cut corners. That's literally it.
Yeah. That is it. And I could, you know, both of you, very well-spoken ladies, just thrilled to have you on the show and get the younger perspective. And you know, if we get more young athletes, both male and female, like you guys, coming up through the ranks, then I know the sport is going to be definitely in good hands in years to come. Although Rich and John and Kaylin will probably still be competing for another 20 years, so I'm not really worried about that too much either.
Yeah, grandmaster, ultra grandmasters, guys. We got to make it a plan right now. Right now on the show.
Ultra super mega grandmaster.
Yeah, we're going to come up with the first class, right? The 90 and over.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Still walking and up.
Nothing more motivating.
You heard it right here. We're coming up with the 90 and over, guys.
Right.
You go.
P for P real talk first. You heard it here first. So,
that's
guys,
right.
Do we have any more mentoring workshops coming up in the future?
John?
Say that again?
Kaylin?
Oh, yeah, I can answer that one. Yeah, we're working with one of the local high schools, and we're going to actually do something at their gym. And where our contact is the football athletic coach, and he's really looking forward to it, especially when he got to see the pictures of the guys that were going to be showing up. And we're going to be challenging the young guys to really understand and not just basically, you know, in one ear and out the other, because like John was saying, with the forum that we have and Rich was saying, is that, you know, it's basically right here, right now, and let's get to it right now, and I want to see results tomorrow. And that's just not the gist of it. You know, you have to break it down, and with the format the coach has given us, there's a lot of time to do that, and there will be return sessions and seminars, so it's not a one-night thing, and, you know, hopefully they got what we were saying. We'll actually get feedback from them, and we have to do it in a way that's socially acceptable, because, you know, we are dealing with with the young adults, so we have to make sure that we stay within those guidelines. But I'm sure that they'll be educated just like we will, because knowledge is two sides. You know, we learn from them, they'll learn from us. And I'll pass it to John. Okay, John?
Oh, no, no, you just summed it up. You know me, I'm just waiting on dates. I guess. I mean, all I want is a date so I can go and educate the kids and their adult parents, because there's a lot of the parents who have absolutely no idea. Their kids come home and they say, well, you know, they hit me at work all the time. Well, what do you think about this protein? And I have to say, well, why is he taking it? What is he doing? You know? And what about creatine? And what about this? I said, oh, my God. Wow. And when the coach says he needs to have this and he needs to take this, and I'm like, oh, now I have to educate him even at work. I'm like, wow, we need to really get this on a big stage and in front of students and take this to a lot of schools with the parents as well, so they could all understand what it is like to be natural and what the drug side is, the pitfalls, the expense. I mean, it's not only an expense to their health, but the monetary costs are, you know, out of the control. So, you know, when Kaylin sets it up, all they got to do is call me. Everybody knows where to find me on Facebook somewhere.
And then you will be there. And you bring up a great point about the parents as well. And so, you know, I think that's great that if you guys get to a point where you're able to facilitate opening it up to the parents and inviting them to come in as well, great benefit. So, Kaylin, I know you guys are still working on dates and things, but, you know, for people that kind of want to keep an eye on this, to find out in your area if you're going to be coming to a school or a gym near them, or if there are other athletes out there right now that are thinking, hey, I want to be able to do something like this in my community, but I want to have another conversation about how you guys went about setting this up, how you structure your program. How can people find you, or where should they be looking for more information?
Well, you know, they can always reach us at the P4P Muscle page, the website, P4PMuscle.com, Midwest Muscle. I'm always checking the messages, so, you know, send them. You can send it to my private page. I don't mind that. I'm not really accepting the friend request on my private page too much anymore, because some people are just frightening. But, you know, go ahead and like the Midwest Muscle page. The people I know. And, you know, we're getting real busy, and, you know, the season's coming up, so I don't want to lose the time that we need to give to the people that we should be giving that time to. And if I'm stuck on social media answering messages, then it kind of bogs us down. And we're active people. I can't stress that enough. We are active individuals, and we take the time that's needed to address our lives and the lives of others. So it's not a 100-hour social media sit-down, I'm going to answer everything. I will get those messages. Dez is more than happy to answer the questions as well. And I know John, and, well, see, we're a group, so we know we stay in contact with each other a lot. So we'll always be addressing these things, and hopefully everybody will stay up to date using that format.
All right. Well, with that being said, folks, if you have interest in hosting a mentoring workshop in your area and want to talk to folks, you can reach out at p4pmuscle.com or Midwest Muscle on Facebook, or any of us personally, and you shoot us a question and we will try to get you answered as best as we can. With that being said, I just want to thank very much Rich, Candace, John, Jade. Thanks so much for joining us tonight and sharing your perspective and getting the word out about natural athletes and bodybuilding. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. You guys have a great evening, and hopefully we'll get you back on here again soon.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, yes, an update.
Who's got the dog?
All right.
Leave my dog alone.
What's the dog's name?
I think we missed that one already. I think we've already said goodbye to all of our guests. all of our guests. So, wow, really, I mean, it is just exciting to get out and get in front of people and spread the good word. So, you know, kudos to Vicky McCann and her group. Kudos to you guys and anyone else who's out there just promoting health, wellness, and, you know, being natural to the masses. So good job, guys, on that. And as we transition on, tonight we are going to try it again, and we're having our P2P supplement spotlight section. And this evening we are going to be talking about, Kaylin, what are we talking about?
We're talking about chain reaction again, and we're going to be talking about the fruit punch. And chain reaction, I like the cotton candy. And the fruit punch just rolled out, so I want to speak on that, but I haven't actually tried it yet. But I know the cotton candy was one of those wow moments, because when we rolled out the cotton candy in Kansas City, I was sick of the dog. I'm not even kidding you. I was sick of the dog. I had all kinds of issues trying to get down there and actually compete at that show, but things just didn't work out. And we did, JB and Joe had me do the booth instead. And one of the tastings was the new cotton candy chain reaction. And I'm not even kidding. I posted on Midwest Muscle with people about me. There is a picture of my arm taking that chain reaction. And, I mean, it just filled me out like nobody's business. And I was sick. I mean, I felt like death itself. And I had that, and it just, like, it was like one of those wow moments, because everybody was like, man, what kind of workout did you just do? And it's like, no, I just sampled. And you figure we had what they called shot glass, and they were like little bullets. So they were truly shot glasses. And it was just that little bit, and it made a big difference. And if people want to know what all that was about, chain reaction is a concentrated blend of amino acids consisting of leucine, isoleucine, and valine. The product is designed to help athletes of all levels, from high school to professional competitors, which would be us. BCAAs blocks a message to the brain signaling fatigue, giving athletes the ability to prolong endurance in their workout. And you figure that's just a pump. I mean, it was just, it's hard to describe until you take it, and then you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And you will just have, like, all kinds of just crazy fuel for the muscles. This process allows for muscle proteins to be spared during post-exercise recovery. Hence, when they gave it to me and me doing that long drive, having that pump after I took it. So that is the basically the supplement section we're going to be using tonight. And please try it, because, you know, I can speak on it and it sounds good, but until you try it for yourself and see which flavor works for you, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. So do your research. You know, we are our own best guinea pig if we try stuff, you know, in a positive, successful way. And this is a natural company. The promoters basically take their own supplements. We take the supplements, and I one of the things that I always spoke about was taking it and knowing I would be taking it, you know, not sneaking some other supplement in. It's basically just P for P. So that was one of the things that, you know, JB, Joe, and Chad and I all talked about, was really promoting the stuff that we took, because we actually took it. And I'm just very happy with the results I've been getting. The protein, snickerdoodle. But, hey, we're doing the BCAA, so we'll talk about that some other day.
Yeah, I have to say snickerdoodle for another supplement highlight. Otherwise, we could be here for another half an hour with Kayla and his love for the snickerdoodle. But definitely, if you're not taking BCAA, do check it out. If Kaylin said take your homework, I know that my workouts always go much better when I do take it, as well as post-recovery. So it's definitely something that you want to have in your arsenal as far as supplements when you're prepping for a show, or, you know, just building muscle in general. So do check it out, www.p2pmuscle.com. And our next show, we will be highlighting another supplement, probably snickerdoodle, now that we've talked about it so much tonight. So, and with that, coming up on Thursday, we are going to be talking more food, more recipes, more and just more information along those lines. So if you missed our last footy edition, check the archives, but we're going to have another bout here on Thursday, so you're going to want to join us then. Kaylin, any last-minute thoughts for our listeners before we sign off?
Yes. One thing that Jade and Candace did elaborate on, which was very nice, is that they had to hold their own amongst their peers. And they, by challenging themselves, they actually challenge others to improve or realize they need to improve. And that does cause some angst sometimes and some kind of animosity. But that's on them. That's not on the person that's making the change. That's the person that's watching the change and doing nothing. So if you feel like out of sorts at that age, please ask or contact someone. Never feel threatened. There is someone, there is always someone to reach out to. You know, Dr. Jojo Sason has Project Michelangelo. Midwest Muscle has its Metrics group. Desiree is a well-spoken woman, so you can ask her questions. We are here if people are saying things that you just don't know how to answer. We have the information. Like I said, we're dealing away with the bro science, so we do have to do our own research and have a definite answer. So please reach out through that. Reach out through someone you know in fitness, in good fitness, and never be ashamed of trying to make a change in a good way.
Definitely not. You know what? Guide your own boat and do what's best for you, especially when it's with regard to your health and wellness. Very well said, Kaylin. And with that, on behalf of myself and Kaylin and Pete,
yeah,
your body is a temple. Let's build it.